Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Dalet, and we are on the last amud, up to the last amud here in the first parak of Maseches Shavuos. As we have noted, that Maseches Shavuos is not really about Shavuos. The first couple of daf and the first couple of weeks, we'll get back into Shavuos, Shavuos Shtayim. The third parak is Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. That's on daf Yud Tesma Beis, and then we get into other issues of Shavuos Ha'edus on daf Lamed. But now we are still in issues of Karbanos and Tuma. And we will start with Yud Gimel Amud Beis Mantana. We're about the 12 lines up, 15 lines up for the bottom. Mantana Lahada Tana Rabbanan. So we're talking about the various shitas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, relating to how do the karbanos of Yom Kippur work, and what does the Seir HaMishtaleach cover, and who does it cover for, and are there karbanos that cover for all of Klal Yisrael, and is there a difference between Tumas Bektash VeKadashav and other Averis that we said yes? The question is, what about Kohanim? Are they different than the rest of Am Yisrael in terms of Kapara regarding everything, or are they connected at all in terms of the Seir HaMishtaleach? That was the discussion that we are in right now. So we're quoting a Brisa to try to figure out who is the author of the Brisa. Remember, just a note, that all the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, it's all considered one big mitzvah saseh daraisa. Avodas Yom Kippurim is one mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim in Sefer Avoda has mitzvahs ase achas sheyase ma'ase Yom Kippurim kulo ala seder kemosh kasa b'parshas Achremos. That's the mitzvah ase daraisa, to do, bring all the karbanos. There's no separate mitzvah of the counted as this karban and that karban and that karban. No, there's one mitzvah. V'akarbanos v'haviduyin v'shiluach hasa'ir v'shara avoda. That's all part of the mitzvah say of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And the Rambam, in his classic style, puts together all of Sefer Yuma and the other sugyas and shas to categorize how many karbanos altogether are brought on Yom Kippur. The Rambam adds them all up. 15 karbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur. B'yom atzom akrivin, you're starting off with Tamashal Shachar, Tamashal Ben Arbayim, like every day, and then Karbanos Musaf, and the Sheva Kvasim, v'chulu, and Rama adds up 15. Shnei Tvidim, upar v'shnei Elim, v'shiva Kvasim, kulan olos, v'shnei Seirim, chatas echad naaseh bachutz, v'ne'echal la'erev, v'hasheni naaseh bifnim, v'nisraf, upar kohen gadol l'chatas, v'hu nisraf. Right, as the Rambam says, the avodah of all of these karbanos are 15. The Rambam says that they're all done with the kohen gadol. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Everything has to be done by the kohen gadol, not just the unique karbanos of Yom Kippur. What about the Tamashal Shachar of Yom Kippur? Does that require the kohen gadol? That's the Rambam Shita, Machlokas, Balamar, Ramban. Avodas kol chamisha asar behemos elu hakraven biyom ze eino ela b'kohen gadol bovad. Echad kohen ha-meshuach b'shem ha-mishcha, o ha-meruba b'begadim, v'im ha'isa Shabbos, af musaf Shabbos, ein makrav oso ela kohen gadol. You might think, the Shabbos karban, what does that have to do with Yom Kippur? The answer is no. It's also brought by the Kohen Gadol. V'shchein shara avodah shol yom zeh, kigon haktores shol kol yom, v'atavas aneros, hakol v'kohen gadol nasui, sh'ne'amar v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beiso zu ishto. Okay, but we'll get back to that also. But again, that also reflects a topic that has come up in the past, and that it could be that Yom Kippur redefines everything that happens that day. Right, sometimes we have chagim or other days of the year that have generic laws, but those generic laws might not remain generic laws. For example, the Lechem Mishnah of the Seder might not be Lechem Mishnah. That's how there could be a shita out there, the Rambam, that says that how many matzahs do we have for the Seder? We have two with one broken. So one and a half. How could that be? Bali Tosva say that's why we have an extra matzah. So we have three. So we have two whole ones, like we always have, shleimim, and then we have one broken one for the lechem oni. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says you have one and a half. Why? Because this is lechem mishnah redefined for the seder. Or the balamar shita in sukkah. The balamar says there's no chiv of su'uda on sukkahs. No chiv of su'uda, it's yantif. How can there's no chiv of su'uda? The balamar says teshu kent aduru. Every day of the year, you want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. So too, that's what sukkahs is. But how can you say that? Because the unique halachas of sukkahs redefine the chi of su'uda for the chag of sukkahs. Just two examples. So too by Yom Kippur. This is not the regular tamid that's brought every day. The fact that the Kohen Gadol has to bring it, the fact that the Kohen Gadol has to do everything, means everything is redefined, even if it's Shabbos. And the Karbanos of Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Kippur, is redefined as a unique special day that is something that we could study when it comes to Yom Kippur and every day, but specifically here. That's what the Rambam discusses throughout this Avodas Yom Kippurim. Good. So maybe we'll get back to that a little bit later. But that's related to what the Brisa says right now. So the Brisa says, related to some of those 15 karbanos, Mantan al hadatan rabanan v'shachad asir hachatas asher la'am. He shechs the Sira Chatas, the Sira Pnimi, that's for the Am. She'ein HaKohanim is Kapar Bo. What do we darshan from the word La'am? That the Kohanim do not get Kapara from that Seir Pnimi. Uba Mem is Kaparin, where do the Kohanim get Kapara? Biparo Shel Aaron, with Aaron's par. The Kohen Gadol brings a par on his own behalf, so that's also for the Kohanim. Yachalo Yischaber Bepar Shel Aaron. Sherek Far Nemar Asher Lo, you might think that they're also excluded from Aaron's par, because it says Asher Lo to him. Me'ata Ein Lehem Kapara, said, who are they included in? It says the Am, it says Lo. So, are the Kohanim excluded from both of those? Kshu Omer, Yechaper, when it says Yechaper, Ala Kohanim, Matzir Lehem Kapara, so you know that the Kohanim are going to get Kapara from somewhere, so where do they get Kapara from? Bamei Miskaprin, Mutav She Yischapru Bepar Shall Aaron, better that we expand the definition of Aaron's par, and we say that also includes Kohanim, Shahare Hutar Mechlalo Eitzal Beso, because after all, his family is already included, so once we are expanding Lo to include his family, we also expand Lo to include the Kohanim. V'ayischapru b'si'ir anasa b'fnim, shalohutar Mechlalo Eitzal Beso, and don't expand the si'ir anasa b'fnim, where we don't have a precedent for expanding the definition of what means. Part one of the Braisa. The Braisa just adds on one more line. And if you want to say, if you have a problem with number one, and we'll see what the problem is, it also says in Tehillim, Beis Aaron Barchuas Hashem, Beis Alevi Barchuas Hashem, Yirei Hashem Barchuas Hashem. So you see, our Beis Aaron, the Kohanim are called Abayas. Beis Aharon. So that's how, when we say Beiso is included in Lo, it could even mean the entire Kohanim group. So that's the Braisa. So Matana. So who is the author of this Braisa? That there is a Havamina that Kohanim do not achieve Kapara. That's an amazing Havamina. Because the Braisa says, if they're excluded from Lo, if they're excluded from Am, they don't get anything. So who is the one that could express that? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, the local Rabbi Yehuda, that's not like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Rabbi Yehuda, because as we said yesterday, if it is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Ha'amar Kohanim Yishlam Kapar B'Sir Mishnaleach. The Kohanim are included in the Sir Mishnaleach Kapara, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Umani Rabba, or Rava, Rabba, Rabbi Shimon, he, Damar Kohanim Yishlam Kapar B'Sir Mishnaleach. It must be reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who says the Kohanim are excluded from Shara Veiris from the Sir Mishnaleach. So if they're excluded from the special kapara of the other Yom Kippur karbanos, then they're stuck, right? So that's why this brisa must support the shita, must be the shita of Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would be included in the Sira Mishalech. One opinion. Abaya Amar no, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. The brisa could even be reflective of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Hachi ka'amar, and how would that be? Rabbi Yehuda says they do get kapara. Hachi ka'amar, me'ata einlam kapara, betubas biktash v'kadashav. That's the Havamina. Sir Mishtaleach only covers the Kohanim for Shar Averis. I mean, that's most Averis. But for Tumas Mikdash Bakadasha, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that they're not included in the Sir Mishtaleach, and maybe that's the focus of the Braisa. Kshu Omer Yechaper, and we repeat the Braisa. Kshu Omer Yechaper, Ala Kohanim, Matsinu Sheishlam Kapara B'Shar Averis. And when we find that by other Averis, Ukimoda Matsinu Dishlam Kapara B'Shar Averis, Kach Yishlam Kapara B'Tumas Mikdash Bakadasha. They have to get some type of Kapara. And by the way, we might think about it, they probably need it the most. Because they're the ones that are in the Beis HaMikdash always, and they're the ones that might have violated Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav. How many times did Yisrael violate? How many times is Yisrael on the Beis HaMikdash every year? You know, in the places that are a violation. So Bavayim is Kapar, and Mutav, she's Kapar, Par Shal Aaron, so it's better to expand the definition of Aaron's Par, Shaharei, Hutar, Michlalo, Eitzel Beiso, Val Yischapar, V'sir, Nasa, Mifnim, Shailo, Hutar, Michlalo. Good. And then we quote the last line of the Braisa, Im Nafshech Lomar, Hari Omer, Beis Aaron, Rechuas Hashem, V'gomer, Mai, Im Nafshech Lomar, what is that added line? What's the problem? What's the potential problem with the first Svara? So, says the Gemara, V'chitema, Beisoksiv, and if you want to say it says Beiso, so how could you say that includes Kohanim, right? Says the Gemara, Kulan, Kruyan, Beiso. It could be that they're all called Beiso. That's what you learn from Tehillim, Shneamar. Beis Aaron, Barchu es Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Barchu es Hashem. So that's how they could be included. Good. The Rashba wonders, Beiso? So Beiso here includes Kohanim. So doesn't Beiso usually just include Ishto? Ask the Rashba, Beso Zuishto. Ask the Rashba, says the Rashba, it says Beso twice. The first mission Yoma tells us that, as we just read for the Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol has to be married. Right, at least according to one day of the Tanaim, we even get another wife ready. Shema Tamos Ishto Rishona. Maybe his wife, first wife might die, and therefore he has to be married. And it's discussed by the Rishonim. You know, how does he get married? On Yom Kippur, you let him do a kinyan on Yom Kippur. Okay. V'yesh lomar detrei beso ksiv, says the Rashba. It says beso twice. Chad beso mamish, tahainu ishto. V'chad l'rabos hakohanim, shegam heim kruyin beso. Tichsiv beso aron b'chuas Hashem. V'hainu debevidui rishon. And we know this from our tefillah. Bevidui rishon omer chatasi ani ubeisi. Ubevidui sheni omer chatanu ani ubnei aron am. So we know they are included. There is an interesting potential havamin of the Meshechachma. The Meshechachma in the beginning of Parsha Zachremos discusses this chazal of Beso Zu Ishto and says, Beso Mikri Gambanov. Right, children, Beso is, if you're going to say it expands to the Kohanim, then how about his house, literally, his father and his wife, what about his kids? So really, Beso should include children. V'im Kain, and therefore says the Meshechachma, im yamusu bana v'yamakipurim be'em savoda yema'akev. If he has his children and they die in the middle of Yom Kippur, that should be a problem. It should ruin it. Says the Meshechachma, put this on the list. When we mention this list, we usually don't mention this one. V'tora, Amra, Durachea Darchinoam. Right? And the Pasuk in Mishlei, the ways of the Torah are sweet. You can't say that the kapara can be ruined by something that a person has no control over. A person has control of who he marries. Right? To get another wife ready in the wings, in this case his first wife dies, he could quickly get remarried and bring kapara for Klal Yisrael. But his child dies, Rachmana Lislas, what can he do? Because that's in his control. That's the control. He can't change the other factor. Right there, you see banim. It says banai. V'lachin gam ahevcha v'espesecha. Darshina shi'ila harav ishu ubanim. K'mo d'asiv kitov lo imach shi'ushneim shavim. Okay, look, so quotes a Gemara Kiddushin. But that's what he says. Beso, theoretically, should include children, but d'racha d'achinoam, and therefore it is not included. And we have all the many different examples of d'racha d'achinoam, the other meshachach by Peruvu, and the Sefer Achinach by Tumas Kohanim, and the Gemara Masech HaSukkah, where the source is about what is called a hadas. It can't be something that makes my hands hurt. Or the Radvaz. We haven't mentioned this Radvaz inside, and I have a new one that I just saw yesterday. But first of the Radvaz that we have mentioned in the past, the Radvaz in Chelek Gimel Simen, Tuf, Reish, Chav, Zayin, the question of, does somebody have to give his limb in order to save his friend's life? Right? That's the governmental official says, I'm going to cut off your arm, and if you don't let me, I'm going to kill your friend. Right, so does a person have to give his limb in order to save his friend's life? So says the Radvaz. Yesh omrim shechayev laniach lekatzetzo ever hol ve'eno meis. Right, it's not pikuach nefesh, so you have to give your limb in order to save your friend. Ki damrina b'avodah zara chash beina mutar lachila b'shabbos v'chulu. And he continues to quote the Gemara. And the Radvaz says midas chasidus. You want to do it? That's your choice. Meaning you're allowed to do it. But one does not have to do it. Avo ledin yesh shuva malasakanes aver. He quotes a Gemara about Shabbos. Visu dilma. He says, who says it's not cutting off an aver is not pikuach nefesh? Who says aide chatichas aver? Avo bishein on the Shabbat tuliya bo. Shema yesh veru dam harbe v'yamus. Umay chazes to dam chaveru sumak tvei. V'ani reisi. I saw somebody who got a cut on his ear and he died. Rachmana litzlan. V'arei ein lachal adam aver kal kaozen. V'koshkenim yachatchu oso. He quotes others, but then he quotes Visu. Datar Amr Petzatakas Petza Kviya Takas Kviya. Viafilhachi Khashu Shemadi Kviya Yamus. Vatar Amr Aintakazain Vol Nevishvain Takazain. And towards the end he quotes our factor. Visu Dirsiv Durachea Dachinoam. Vitzorach Shemishpati Tarasinu Yumaskimim Ala Sechel Vahasvara. Vech Yala Al Daitenu, Sheyaniach Adam Lasameas Eno, Olach Tochas Yado Raglo Kadeshali Mitu as Khavero. It's not Ola Ladas that a person would have to do that. To force somebody to do that. Hilkach eini roa tam ladin ze elamidas chasidus. The ashrei chelko mishi yuchal la'amod baze. The misafik sakaras afashas hariz achasid shota. The sveika didei adif bivadai the chavrei. That is the Radvaz. But one other one that I just saw last night to add on to the list of the Recher Dachinoam, I saw in the name of Rav Amital. The name of Rav Amital, he notes that Yahadus never requires us to believe in anything illogical. Right? We have a lot of points at Emunah. We have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to believe in Emunah. But this is, do we ever have to believe that a tree has inherent power? Right? Do we ever, no, everything is logical. And if we just have to think about it, sometimes we get blinded. But that's another principle. He says this is an application of the principle of Derecher Dachinoam. The Torah does not force us to believe something which violates the laws of logic, the intellectual equivalent of a stinging plant. Right? The Torah does not obligate us to believe it's something that contradicts a scientifically proven fact. Right, Bechulu. So that's an interesting application of the Recher Dachinoam, as was quoted, that Emunah is, we don't have to believe, maybe certain other religions make one believe in totally illogical and unexplainable occurrences. Again, Tzadik Viralo, or Rasha V'Tovlo, is not illogical, it's just a logic beyond us. And we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything planned out, and in the Olam HaEmes, everything will become clear. That's not illogical, that has a logic, that is covered up from human comprehension. But per se, Emunah, it's not, is subject to this principle as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So, now we're based on the Braisa. We said the word La'am excludes Kohanim, and the word Lo includes his family and the Kohanim. So says the Gemara, Vahai, Asher La'am Lahach Yuda'asa. Does the word La'am, is it used already for that to exclude Kohanim from the carbon of the Bnei Yisrael? Haimi Boile, we already know La'am includes something else. Haimi Boile, Tekam Rachmana, Midoim Levi, that it has to be from them. We know La'am means that it has to be paid for from communal funds. That's what La'am teaches me, right? It's not open to exclude something else. The Gemara says, "Hahu mi umeis adas bnei Yisrael nafka." You already know it from there, and therefore it's already you already have an extra pasuk. V'hai asher lo. So now what about the other one? V'hai asher lo lahach yuda asa. Is lo specifically to teach me only him and not the other Kohanim, maybe including his family, but not the other Kohanim. Haimi boy, look at the Tanya. We also use lo to teach me mishelohu mevi ve'enu mevi mishel tzibur. The Kohen Gadol has to pay for it with his own money, his carbon. V'lo me'enu mevi, he can't use communal funds. So exactly the opposite. So yachol yavi mishel tzibur she'en tzibur miskaprin bo. You might think that he cannot bring from communal funds because the community, the tzibur, does not get kapara through that carbon. Avol yavi mishel achav hakohanim she'achav hakohanim miskaprin bo. But maybe he's allowed to bring from other kohanim's money, as we just said, that the kohanim are included in that kapara. Tamalomar asher lo. No, it says to him, he's got to bring it from his money, period. You might think it's only a din l'chadchila. Tamalomar shuv asher lo. Hakasiv shana alav la'akev. The pasuk repeats it in order to teach me that it is ma'akev. That's the rule in kachim. Says it twice. Shana hakasiv la'akev. So question mark. So we already know, we already use up lo. And therefore, how do you explain the havamina that the Kohanim should be excluded? Because we already are used up low to say it has to be from his funds. We don't have another pasuk to exclude Kohanim from this kapara. So Gemara says, Tana haka kakashalei. This is the havamina in the Braisa. This is the havamina. Maishna bidda am delo mechaper. Why the Kohanim are excluded from the am's karban? Delo kachasu be mamona. Because they don't pay for it, they don't lack money, funds from it. So, but Aaron nami lo kachasri be mamona. The Aaron, the Kohen Gadol's, right? Aaron is called the Kohen Gadol's. Go by the first Kohen Gadol's, called his carbon, even though it's every Kohen Gadol's carbon. So they also don't lose money from that one because Aaron pays for it. So the havamin is just that they should be excluded from the kaparis, just like we know, based on the halacha that we just learned out from these psukim. That who has to pay for it? Just like they don't pay for the carbon ha'am, and that's why maybe result that they are excluded from the kapara. So too, they don't pay for Aaron's carbon, and therefore they should be excluded from the kapara. V'ka'amar kula kriyim beso, and that's why the answer is that no, they're all called beso, and even though if they don't pay for it, they're included in the kapara. Period. Finishing up, Bishlam al Rabbi Shimon. Fine, according to Rabbi Shimon, who, as we said, the Kohanim are not included in the Seir Lazazel at all, even by Shara Averis. Right? That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Are the Kohanim included in that carbon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Dechsev, I understand why. Shrei viduyim v'dam hapar. There are two vidui said by the Rashi quotes by the par and the matandam. Shrei viduyim, it says twice. V'chibir bado v'ad beso. And Rashi quotes, and also there's the matan damim. So Rashi quotes. Just look at Rashi for a second. Hare gimel kaparas. There are three actions that try to achieve atonement. Lachaper al gimel averus shakonim eschapren bapar. Because the kohanim are not included in any other carbon. They're not included in the zir lazazel. So you need three keneged, the three karbanas of the Yisraelim, of the Am. So you need three for the kohanim. Back to the Gemara. Chad keneged zir nasa befnim, v'chad keneged zir nasa bachutz, v'chad keneged zir hamishtaleach. All those three work for the Am. So therefore you need three that work for the kohanim, because they are totally excluded. There's no, overlap. Elo the Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says there is overlap, the Seira Mishtaleach is b'chaper even for the Kohanim, b'shar averus, shrei viduyin v'dam hapar lamali. So what do you need all those for? So b'chad vidui v'dam osagi, you can have one less, because they're covered by one of the other karbanos. Answer, echalo v'echalo beso. There's separate viduis for him and for his family, as we have the tefillah on Yom Kippur. Kid detana, devei, Rabbi Yishmael, kachi midas adin no cheges. This is appropriate. Mutav yavo zakai v'yechaper alachayiv, v'al yavo chayiv v'yechaper alachayiv. Let the Kohen Gadol first purify himself, and once he's pure, and once he's in chaper, so then he can go and be mechaper on the chayiv. Right? We always have to work on ourselves first, and then we could be a better mashpia. Right? That's the dvar musar as well. Right? In order to perfect others, we have to first perfect ourselves. In order to be mashpia on others, we have to be first mashpia on ourselves. Right? The pasuk in Tzfanya, his koshu juvakoshu, kshot atzbacha, v'achar kach kshot acherim, the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin. First, we have to perfect ourselves. Right, that's the Hasidic Shavart. I wanted to change the world, and I realized I could only change my community, and then I realized I could only change my family. I realized I could, myself, right, the first work on myself, and in that way being able to spread the light. But first, it starts with the person themselves, right? We have to be overflowing on fire myself, and then I'll be able to spread it to others. The Viduyim of Yom Kippur, we know, is part of the Avoda, as we just said, but we also do Viduyim Yom Kippur Bizman Hazeh. As we know, the vidui that we do on Yom Kippur, we do it many times. We do the vidui gadol and the katan. Ashamnu, the Rambam says, is the ikaro shel vidui, but we also do the lengthy alchetz. But that vidui, fascinatingly, we know, starts on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara Maseches Yoma, and we paskin that we do vidui on Erev Yom Kippur by Mincha. That's when it already starts. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, because maybe a person, it might be dangerous by the Sudam of Sekes, that we might choke, Shemi Chanek Bikrono, by the Sudam of Sekes. But the Mefarshim, though, point out, but that's part of vidui of Yom Kippur. You know, we might choke any day, Rachmana Litzlan. We dafka do vidui of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. It's done a little bit earlier. So how do we do that? How do we do the vidui of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur? It's not Yom Kippur yet. How are we able to do that? The Chaya Adam says that the light of Yom Kippur has already extended out, right? We know the halacha is that on Erev, a holiday, we don't say Tachron. Right, just as a reflection of the fact that the light, right, after Chatzos on Erev, right, so that itself is a time period that is extended, and that's why the Chayadim explains that the video of Yom Kippur, right, we know the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, it's a separate mitzvah saseh to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, separate from the mitzvah of tshuva the whole year. Tshuva on Yom Kippur, right, is a separate din, so that vidu is part of that mitzvah according to Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva. So how do we do it? How could you sit in the sukkah before sukkahs? How could you shake a lulav? How could you blow shofar before Rosh Hashanah? Usually you can't. But here we extend it for various halachic and reality reasons. We extend it earlier, right? And that's how we know. That's how Rabbi Yonah also, the Shari Tshuva, maybe Lishitaso, right? The Shari Tshuva explains the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Well, we've discussed that length of the past. The major discussion in the Rishonim, the two different approaches in the Rishonim, why there's a mitzvah, what's the svar behind the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So Rashi and the Rosh in Maseches Yuma and most others say, Hachana, we're preparing. Hashem knows it's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. He doesn't want us to be uncomfortable, right? Derachei Adarchei Noam, that same Meshachach that we mentioned earlier by Puruvu, quotes this, right, in Parshas Noach. Derachei Adarchei Noam, Hashem knows that we're going to fast. He gives us a mitzvah to eat, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat, and that is Erev Yom Kippur. So what's that about? Hachana. So we are full, and we're not hungry on Yom Kippur, and we're not uncomfortable, and that's what there's a mitzvah to eat. But Rabbeinu Yonah has a different svar. Rabbeinu Yonah says this is, so Yom Kippur is a chag, it's a yontif. So every yontif has a sudas yontif. You can't have a sudas yontif on Yom Kippur because it's a fast. It's a mitzvah of tzom, of inui, v'inizim v'nafshoseichem. So we bump it up. We bump up the suda to Erev Yom Kippur. Right? There are many nafkaminas to those two different reasons. But the major assumption of that is how could you have the suda of Erev Yom Kippur Erev Yom Kippur? It's not Yom Kippur yet. What's the difference between that and a week before? The answer is it must be that Erev Yom Kippur has a little bit of Yom Kippur in it already. And that's how there could even be a possibility of having the Suda. But again, that is about the Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur that we do earlier, and the Suda that might be a vestige of that concept of the Vidui as well. But again, the Viduyim that we're talking about here are the actual Viduyim on Yom Kippur of the Karbanos, which we parallel and we repeat on Yom Kippur Bizman Azeh as a Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Hadron Lach Shvuah Shtayim, that was the first parak. Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. So now we have Yediyas HaTumah. Parak Yediyas HaTumah. We continue now with the next line. Back to the first Mishnah on that base. The Mishnah quoted four different contexts, which are Shtayim Shein Arba. So the first one, Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. Now Yediyas HaTumah. Now we're going to get into some more of the details. Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. There are four cases, two cases that are four, where there is some type of knowledge about Tumah and is going to lead to a Karban Ola V'Yored. As we mentioned, one of the three Averis that a person is Chayim, not a regular Karban Chatas, but an Ola V'Yored, depending on one's financial status and tax bracket, that will determine which Karban one brings. Whether it's an animal, or it's a bird, or it's flower. So there are four cases, Shtayim Shein Arba. What are those cases? Nitma v'yada v'ne'elma mimenu atuma. If a person becomes Tameh, and they know they became Tameh, and then they forgot they became Tameh, and v'zachar es ha-mikdash, es ha-kodesh, and they went into, ate a carbon, we'll get to the mikdash b'Hashem soon. So, what is that? That's one case. Ne'elam mimenu hakodesh, v'zachar es ha-tumah. Or they forgot that they were Tameh, they knew they were Tameh, but they did not know that they were eating a carbon. There was some meat in the refrigerator in Yerushalayim, and they thought it was chulin meat, right? It got mixed up, right? It was mispackaged. One of the kids switched the bags. They took some out, right? But it was carbon meat. Ne'elmu mimenu zevazeh. What if they forgot both? V'cholas hakodesh. They didn't know it was a carbon, and they didn't know they forgot they were Tameh, v'lo yada. U'mishach al yada. In all these cases, and then they remember that they know afterwards. So Hari Zeb Olav Yored. Right, you're not going to bring an Olav Yored if you never know about it. You have to have the Yediyah L'Achareha afterwards, but the Mishnah is saying here that it's also Yediyah L'Faneha. Right, that's what we're saying. There's Yediyah L'Faneha, Yediyah L'Achareha, Helam Be'emsa, that is a carbon Ola V'Yored. That's the carbon Chatas that I have to bring for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Case number one. Nitma v'yada, v'nelma mimenu tuma, v'zachar es ha-mikdash. Same parallel cases, but substitute in for Kodesh, the Karban, the Mikdash. You walked into the base of Mikdash. Right? I knew I was walking in the base of Mikdash. I just forgot that I was Tameh. Ne'elam mimenu Mikdash, v'zachar es ha-tumah. Or the opposite. I didn't realize that this was the border that I'm not allowed to go into if I'm Tameh. Ne'elam mimenu zevazeh, v'nichnas l'mikdash. V'lo yada, u'misha yaza yada, hari ze ola b'yored. And that's ola b'yored. And when I went out yada, so fine. Says the Rishash, what do we need the added point of, and after u'misha achal yada, u'misha yatsa yada, right after I finish the avera, I realize. Says the Rishash, right, that's obvious. That's what happened here. The Rishash says maybe it's alluding to the idea, what happens if you did the Avera, then you find out about, you remember everything, and then you continue to do the Avera. Says the Rishash, a Chiddush, maybe in that case, you would not bring a Karban. Because the fact that you continue doing the Avera shows that it wasn't just a shogeg that you did it by accident and therefore you wouldn't have done it. You would do it anyway, says the Rishash. V'lo yada, u'mishachal yada, v'lechares fas yeserhu. The kvar amar v'nelam nelmu v'achal acharkach v'nirali debalafuke dim achal kezayis behelam v'acharkach nodalo. Right, you didn't remember, then you ate a piece. V'alkolzel lo hiniach achiloso. You continued eating and doing the aveira after the eno mevi karbon. Wow, you don't bring a karbon in that case. The nikra lo shav midiaso. That's not called shav midiaso. Damrinan hochiach sofo atchiloso. Right, just because you are, you know, it is the you're doing it anyway, doesn't mean that that reflects that what you did before did not have the status of shogeg. Not the status of shogeg. This reminds us a little bit of what if somebody is going to be mechal Shabbos anyway, and they happen to be doing it in the context of a mitzvah. Does that help? Is that not called mechal Shabbos because they would do it anyway? Right. That's the machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein halacha lemaisa. Right. Is it better for a doctor who is a shomer Shabbos to switch calls with someone who is a non-frum doctor who is going to be mechal anyway? So instead of going to the golf course, you know, go to the hospital. At least there you'll be involved in a mitzvah. Or do we say no? If you're not doing it l'shma, and you'd be Mechal Shabbos anyway, that's what Moshe says. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you'd be Mechal Shabbos anyway, so then it's not called Shmir Shabbos. Right? That's called Chilul, because you're not doing it L'Shem Shamayim. Right? This is what the Shmir Shabbos discusses in Perek Lamed Beis, in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. The Shmir Shabbos paskins like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yesh lahadif esherutav shal rofe shomer Shabbos. Ula mutter. Right, what if there's no choice? So then, there's no choice, then pikuach nefesh you're allowed to. Ula mutter lefanos lerofe she'eino shomer Shabbos o shu nachri, im hu yoser mumche, gamim yesh rofe shomer Shabbos b'makom. If he's a better doctor also, v'gamim yadua sheharofe she'eino shomer Shabbos, echal asa Shabbos alo kol tzarech. Kon sheyisa mechon yeso lebeis hacholeb, hagam shebeis hakarov. Right, if you still need him, you need him. And in the footnotes, he quotes here this machlokas. V'ayim shuva sigris Moshe, chelag dalos im anayintes, v'shamati me'egon v'shomo zaman oyerbach. Nira the adiv tefelas was a malachah de shomer Shabbos she kavanaso la mitzvah ki al yedei avarian asher kavanaso rak avur betza kesef af agav to kavin mitzvah mikom akam havile kin iskavin la baser chazir va'ol abiyah the baser tzle. He has kavanas due to aveira, right? He's not doing it l'shma the mivur b'kiddushin. The gam alze yesh mishum lifne iver. The gam efshar to be nido didon garat fei. To kivat shebeemes yesh kan chilul Shabbos. V'yitachin sharofi nechshav keino mechal Shabbos rakim kavanaso latzala v'lo mechavein l'tashlum. And then he quotes, look in the Beis Halevi on Parsha Shmos. Vayar alokim es bnei Yisrael vayed alokim. Right, what does that mean? The Beis Halevi on that pasuk, we quoted this in Haggadah this year, like 10 years ago. The Beis Halevi says, what does that pasuk mean? Hashem saw b'nei Yisrael vayeda elokim, because the Medrash says that the Malachim were fighting. Halalo the Avodah Zarah, halalo the Avodah Zarah. We were all of the Avodah Zarah. So why do the Jews deserve to be punished? Says Hashem to the Malachim, no, b'nei Yisrael wouldn't be doing the Avodah Zarah if they wouldn't be forced to do it. The Mitzrayim are doing it. No, even if they're not forced. If you're forced to do something, that's the only reason you're doing it, it doesn't count. That's only Tzrachamana Patre. But if you do it anyway, so then, Vayeda Elokei means Hashem knew that they wouldn't do it anyway. Wouldn't do it anyway, but again, that's an important Shmir Shabbos discussion, but that relates to our Rishash in our case. Question, would you be doing it anyway? Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah now, continuing. So we have all those cases. The case of there is a yediyah of Tumah or Kodesh or Mikdash, and then there's a Helam, and then we remember afterwards, so then it's all over Yorid. Two dots in the Mishnah. this Mishnah, this Perek as well, has all the Mishnayos for the Perek at the beginning, and then we have all the Gemara. Echad anechaz lazara, v'echad anechaz letosevez azara, and one is metame, the Beis HaMikdash, whether one goes into the azara, or even in the expanded areas of the azara that Bezdin added on. Because after all, you could only add it on with proper license, and if you did that, then it's considered azara. She'ein mosifin al ha'ir v'al ha'azaros. You're not allowed to add on to the city of Yerushalayim, Kedushas Yerushalayim, for Katshe Kalim, and azara for Katshe Kachim, Ela b'melech, v'navi, v'urim v'tumim. You need the king, and the navi, and urim v'tumim, v'sanhedrin shel shivim v'yechad, and the Sanhedrin, the great Sanhedrin of 71, u'b'shtei todos, u'b'shir, two special karbanos, and a singing. Right, the Gemara will talk all about these details. U'bezdin mahalchin, and Bezdin goes with them, meaning the Mepharshim explained that not everybody else just has to give their askama. They don't have to be there. The Bezdin has to be there. They walk around. U'shtei todos acharein, v'chol Yisrael acharein. The whole procession of adding on. All the Rishonim here ask. Tosfos is printed on the next daf. Tesvav and Aleph. But all the Rishonim ask, why is it that in Sanhedrin daf Beis, when we quote this halacha, only the Sanhedrin is mentioned, not the Melech and the Navi and the everything else? So the Rishonim, generally, the most common answer is that because that Mishnah is just interested in Sanhedrin. That's saying what the jobs of the Sanhedrin. So included in that is the Hosafa. We're not interested there in going through all the details of what you need for Hosafas al Ha'ir v'al Ha'azaras. Fine. But then the Ritva says, but what about the second parak of Sanhedrin? That goes through all the dinim of the Melech, and there it's not listed. It says all the special dinim of the Melech. So why doesn't it say there? Amaylok tani hasla b'malos ha-melech parak beis. Sheim osif an aliyah v'azaras zulato. You need the king, right? It's his power to add on. V'yesh lomar says the Ritva, delok tani hasam ela ma'alos shehamelech ikar bohem. There it only talks about halachas where the melech is the major player, the main player. The three los asays that apply to him, and the mitzvahs asay that he has to have another sefer Torah, all the mitzvahs that the melech plays an ikar role. Avol zu betosefes ho'ir v'ha'azaros eino ikar bohem. She'ein zu mitachsise malchus. This really doesn't have to do with the king. El diyav le'rachmana maila begava. The Torah gives him a little covet, right, by saying, okay, you could be included too. You should have your stamp of approval too. But he's not an ikker player in that, and that's why it's not listed there in the second parak of Sanhedrin. How far can the Sanhedrin, Melech, everybody decide? How far can they decide what if they want to expand the borders very far? Is there a limit? So the Rambam says there's a limit. Right, the expanding the Azara is only Harabayas. They can expand out as far as they want onto Harabayas. Perek Vav Halacha Yud of Hilchos Beis Abechira. Bezdin Sheratz Al Hosif Al Yerushalayim Ol Hosif Al Hazaras Mosifin V'yesh Lam Lemshoch Hazara Ad Makum Sheyirtzu Mehar Habayas. What about Yerushalayim? V'Lemshoch Chomas Yerushalayim Ad Makum Sheyirtzu. As far as they want, they can make Yerushalayim as big as the whole area, as the biggest Eretz Yisrael. Right, there are some different sources that say when Yerushalayim is going to expand in the future when Mashiach comes to fit all the Jews, but they can expand as far as they want to give it to Kedushas Yerushalayim. Right, the base of the Azara only Harabayis, and the Or Sameach here discusses what the source for the Rambam is. Right, Bahar Hashem Yeraeh. So maybe the Rambam understands that it can't be farther than Har Hashem. Right, the mitzvah of Alila Regal to bring the Karbanis, Bahar Hashem, it has to be on the Har. Right, if it's not on the Har, then it can't have that status. Okay, either way, that's an important Rambam. Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha, Yud. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Continuing the Mishnah. HaPnimis, Ne'achelis, Vachitzon, Nesrefes. The inner Lechem, right? We just said the two todas. The Gemara will talk about this. What's the inner? What's the outer? The inner one is eaten. The outer one is burned. Vachitzon, Nesrefes. V'choshel, Anasas, V'chol, Elu, Hanichas, L'sham, Ein Chayev, Aleha. If this process is not done, if this ceremony is not fulfilled, then if anybody walks in there, does not have the status of Azara or Mikdash, Yerushalayim, and therefore it is not, the person is not Chayev in Tumas Mikdash. Nitla Bazara v'nel memenu atuma v'zacharis ha-Mikdash. What happened if somebody, the becomes Tameh in the Azara? Right? How do you become Tameh in the Azara? I don't know. What happens if there was a dead Sheretz there? All of a sudden you came in contact with a dead Sheretz in the Azara. And he forgot. But he knew he was in the base of Mikdash. Right, he didn't remember the Zohar of the Mikdash. Ne'al lemehemenu Mikdash v'zachar atoma. Or he forgot he was in the base of Mikdash. He knew he was Tamei, but he forgot where he was for a moment. Ne'al lemehemenu zev v'zer. He forgot both the Hishtachava. And in the state of Tumah in the Mikdash, he bowed. O sheshah b'chdei Hishtachava. Or he waited, he tarried in the Mikdash with enough time to do a Hishtachavaya. Rashi says this is part of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, all Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. O Balo Ba'arucha, or he went out of the Beis HaMikdash not the shortest way. He took a long cut, Chayiv. In all these cases, this is Chayiv for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Right? If he forgot something, and he did not go out right away, he's going to be Chayiv the carbon. Biksara Pater. The only way that he's going to be Pater is if he became Tamei in the base of Mikdash and he realized that and he went out straight in the shortest way possible. Then he's going to be Pater, right? Rashi says, Hecha delo hishtachav lo yisha. If he didn't do the avoda of hishtachavoya and he didn't tarry at all, so that is the halacha. That is the halacha included. Rabbi Kiva Eger here, classic Rabbi Kiva Eger. What if he went out a longer way but he ran? And it took him shorter time than if he would take it a shortcut. Or, what if he went out the normal way, but he went very slowly. Right, he just put his heel in front of his big toe and he went out very slowly. Says the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, I think it goes by the distance and not by the time. Right, because that's what he said. It says, if you go the shortest way. Says Rebbe Akiva Eiger right here, in the Tosas of Rebbe Akiva Eiger on the Mishnah. Afilu ratz bimerutza, ad shelo shah biyitziyaso, ela kashir derek etzara behiluk beinoni, bikomakom chayev. If you took the long way out, even if you ran, doesn't matter. You're still going to be chayev. V'chein b'ksara, pater. And even if you went the shortest way out, you're going to be pater. Afilu mahalech kol hayom. Ekev b'tzad agodel. V'imsha b'siru ginibay delishita. We'll have to get to that. That's a classic Rebbe Akiva Eiger comment. Good. Says the, continuing. Says the Mishnah. So this halacha, though, of waiting in the Mikdash and delaying coming out, zuhi mitzvah zaseh shebe Mikdash she'ein chayav en aleha. Once we're on this topic, the Mishnah just throws in another detail. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Harios on Daf Ches. What's Harios about? Harios is all about the Sanhedrin making mistakes. And if the Sanhedrin makes a certain type of mistake, and most of Klal Yisrael make the mistake based on that psak, so the Beis Din brings a par halam davar shel tzibur. Right? Instead of every Jew bringing their own carbon, the Beis Din brings it. But there are certain exceptions to the rule. There are limitations. So the Mishnah in Harios Daf Ches says, there's one halacha that even if the Beis Din makes a mistake about and tells everybody, they don't bring a par halam davar shel tzibur. Right? And that's cool. This is a quote. There's a mitzvah zaseh shebe mikdash she'ein chayav en aleha. The Beis Din does not bring a carbon for, and this is it. This halacha, if Beis Din makes a mistake in regarding tumas mikdash, about staying longer, if you're in the base of Mikdash, you became Tameh, going out the shortest way, they make a mistake regarding that, that is what's referred to in Harios, that they are not Chayiv a Karban for. Good. And then the Ezer, and once we're on that topic, Ve'ezu hi mitzvahs aseh shebenidah, shechayev an aleha, what is the mitzvah aseh shebenidah that they are Chayiv a Karban for, if they would give an incorrect psak, meaning a similar type of case where you start off doing something and it's mutter, and then it ends up that it becomes a problem, and you left in an inappropriate way. So we had Mikdash, and now we have a parallel case, and that is if somebody is Mishamishima his imma tahora. Hi Mishamishim tahora v'amrlan et meisi, a person is with his wife, Rachmana litzlan, and then she says, I became an Ida. Upirish biyad, the halacha is that he's not supposed to be yotze, right? He's supposed to wait until he calms down and then go out. But if he went out right away, chayiv mipnei sheitziyaso hanalo kibiyaso, because the yitzia is also hana'a kibiyaso, and that is why one has to stay in and not come out. Rashi says, right? Hainu dumya da'asei shebemikdash she'iro lo atuma mishaba beheter l'dei knisa. There's a state of tuma that started after a knisa beheter, right? And that's the parallel. So that's just quoted relating to that Mishnah in Maseches Harios on Daf Ches. Period. So those are all cases of karban, because you know, right? There's a olav yored. What about if you don't know? So now we're getting back to first perek discussions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheretz Vinela Mimenu, Al Helam Sheretz Chayev Eno Chayev Al Helam Mikdash. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that you're only Chayev if you forgot about the Tumah, not if you forgot and you didn't realize you're in the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva Omar, similarly, Vinela Mimenu Vuhu Tameh, Al Helam Tumah Chayev Eno Chayev Al Helam Mikdash. The Gemara will talk about what the difference between those two Shitos are. Pretty similar. Rabbi Yishmael Omar, now Rabbi Yishmael says, as we learned, V'nela mimenu shtei pa'amim, we pass on like Rabbi Yishmael, l'chayev al helam tuma, v'al helam mikdash. Doesn't matter if one forgets their tameh, or one forgets, or doesn't realize they're in the base of mikdash. Either way, one is chayev in that case. And it's covered by, it's called tumas mikdash in that case. Amra papa labaya, shtayim shein arba, shtayim shein sheish havyan. Right? It's really six altogether. Right, because there's Mikdash and Kodesh and Tumah. So why is it two that are four? It's two that are six. Yediyas HaTumah, Tchila V'Sof. Right, you know about the Tumah and then you forgot. Yediyas HaKodesh, Tchila V'Sof. Yediyas HaMikdash, Tchila V'Sof. Right, all six, all three factors, you knew about the carbon before and after. You knew about the Mikdash before and after. You knew about the Tumah before and after. So it's really six permutations. It says the Gemara, Ula Tamech Tim Yahavyan. Well, if you really want to go that route, you know, it's really eight. It's not even six. Why? Because there's Tumah of Mikdash, and there's Tumah of Kodesh. And there's Kodesh, and there's Mikdash. Right? The Ha'ika Tumah to Kodesh, Tumah to Mikdash, Tchila V'Sof. Right? Knowing that your Tameh relating to the Mikdash, and knowing that your Tameh relating to a Karban, isn't that counted as two? Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't bother me. Halo Kasha Shim Tumah Achasi. That's all one. It's all Tumah. Even though one is Kodesh and one is Mikdash. Says the Gemara, Mikom Akam Shisavian. Okay, so fine. You don't have that problem. He's still back to the question, isn't it at least six? Amar Papa La Olam Tim Yahavin. Really? Okay. It's eight, like you said before. But we're going to knock out four of them. Why? Because there's only four unique ones here. And that's what we're emphasizing, Shayim Shein Arba. What's the unique ones? Today is in the Gemara. Number one, Arba Kamaisa Delo Maisin Leili De Karban Lo Kachashiv. The first four, they do not lead me to a karban. Meaning, if he knew about it beforehand, but he never found out about it afterwards, if there was never a idea by Sof, you're not going to be chayav a karban. So that's the idea betchila is not being referred to in the Mishnah. Arba basraisa, demaisin lili de karban kachashiv. When it says shtayim shein arba, it's referring to the four yedios afterwards. So it's really eight, I agree with you. It's tumma, tumma, mikdash kodesh. But it's only referring to the yedios after the helam. Or exactly the opposite. V'iga da amre, amar of papa, la'olam timne havne. Really, it's eight. V'arba kamaisa, delesnu b'chalatara kula kachashiv. The four yedios beforehand, those are unique factors here. Why? Because by any other Avera, I don't have a requirement of Yediya Betchila. If I ate treif, I never had to know that it was treif beforehand. And now, like, oh, I can't believe it's treif. I forgot. No, even if I never knew it was treif, I'm still chayev, right? So that this is a unique requirement by the Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav. So the Yediya Betchila, which does not exist in any other area of Torah Kachashim. That's counted. That's what's referred to in the Mishnah. Arba'i basraisa de'iznu b'chal Torah kula lo kachashim. But the last four, you always have to know that you did an avera in order to bring a karban, so that's not mentioned. Period. Boy Rav Papa, ne'almu mimenu hilchus tumamahu. What if he did not remember all of the laws of Tumah? So we alluded to this in the first parak already. Say, Echidami, what exactly is the case? Is it that he did not know if it was one of the shrutzim, one of the eight shrutzim in Shmini, or a frog? Let's translate tzardei as frog, now it's tame. Zokar beravu. That's not called a helam, right? That's a basic yidia that everybody knows. And as we said in the first parak, and even if he doesn't know, he could know. And therefore it's considered a yidia, because it's a pasuk in Chumash. Zilkar beravu. Right? La'ol, the Gemara says, La'olam, the yada, betumah, sheretz, u'godinaga, bekadasha. It's one of the details he didn't know. He knew a sheretz was tame, but he didn't know that a lentil size, is tame. V'lo yada, kadasha, imitame, lo matame. That's what he didn't know. Is that called the yadiyah? My, kivan, the yada, dimitame, sheretz, ba'olam, yadiyahi. Is that called the yadiyah? Because he knows that there is tumah sheretz. Odilma, kivan, te kadasha, lo yada. He didn't know that detail. Imitame, Ilo metame halamehi. That's called not knowing. So teku, that is not that question is not answered. Interesting. The teku. So what are we paskin if it's a teku? We're not sure. It's therefore, do you bring the karban? Do you not bring the karban? The Rambam says you do not bring the karban. Right. That is a safek chulin bazara. And even though it's a suffek, you know, whether you're chayav a karban, you might say savi daraisa l'chumra, but there's a downside. There's a risk factor. That's the Rambam said. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos in Perakit Aleph Yireli. Right, that's the Rambam's own svara. She'elu hachayavin b'karban misafek einan mevi'in karban shema yachnisu chulun lazara. Whenever you have a safek karban, you never bring it. Because that's chulun bazara. Ve'im tomar, he says, what about there's one that's an exception to the rule. V'halo chatas ha'of ba'a ala safek ve'einan ne'acheles. Right, so the Rambam says, "Bebrei Shamevi Osa Mechusar Kippurim V'yosar Lechol B'kachem Ashiyavi Kaparaso." Because there he can't live his life. Or she can't live her life unless you bring this karban. So we allow you to bring the karban, and then you can eat karban. It's going to the base of Mikdash. Aval misha ina mechusik kipurim, eino maybe karban misafek. You never bring a karban misafek unless you're a mechusik kipurim. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. The Tosfos here, Tosfos on Zilkari Beiravu, Tosfos says, you know, it's obvious. What do you mean? Basic laws. Vahavi kamoshi ishkan yediya, shahayil olishol. Right? He could have asked. Kibon shadavar zeyadul etinokos. The kids know. Right, the details of Hilchos Tumah not everybody knows. Ask Tosas, Yim Tomar, Tebek Le Diyad Bebeis Rabo Kishalamad Ditzav Metameh. What do you mean? But he learned it when he was a kid. He learned it. Right, it's so right. V'yesh Lomar B'Shalolamad Ela Ra'a Shehaolam Nizharim V'Lo Yada Be'Eze. He saw people stay away from it, but he never learned it. Inami Lomad V'Lo Haven Bein Tzav Litzvardei Ameolam. He never knew the difference between these animals. He didn't know what's the difference between a tzav and a tzvardeya. Whatever a tzav and a tzvardeya are, according to Chazal. Right? Whatever they are, you know, he didn't know. So that's his lack. Maybe this is a remez that, you know, there's an idea of knowing the differences between the animals. right? A makar for going to the zoo, right? To knowing the Brias, besides the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an unbelievable world, and the Rambam says in Uchaz Yisodi HaTorah that looking at the world gives us Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, but, you know, this is an idea of even knowing the realities for the halacha, of knowing which animals are matame, which animals are not matame, right? That is part of the idea, right? The Rambam Paskins, if you remember, in the Chinuch, quotes like the Rambam, there are separate mitzvos of bedikas simanim, not just knowing you're not allowed to eat something not kosher. The Rambam says, bedikas simane of, bedikas simane dag, bedikas simane chagav. It's a mitzvah asay. Separate mitzvah asay, the Rambam paskins, to know the differences in the bedikos. Right, that's the, so again, that's maybe alluded to in the Tosfos about the knowledge of just the different animals. Knowledge of the animals, that is, important. Right, there was a discussion in the postgame. Does one make the brachas of a Mishana Habrios? Let's say somebody sees an unusual looking animal. So what is an unusual looking animal? Many animals are unusual. We're just used to seeing them often. But they're the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that when one sees, an unusual kind of looking animal, an elephant, a monkey, you make a bracha. The Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman it's quoted in Halicha Shlomo on Hilchas Tfila, Perek Chav Gimel. Os lamen hay al kol chayos mishunos mivarech birchas mishana habrios upil v'kof shenisku begemara lav dafka. Right, he says you make the bracha, and then he says on the bottom v'hora rabenu l'shoel shebeknisaso l'gan chayot yivarech b'riyas hachaya hamishuna harishona v'yachavim liftar b'kach kol ha'riyo shalachar kach. Make the bracha on the first one. Now, pass this way. Ravad Yosef also is quoted. Paskin making that it's not something that everybody does. But he says you make a bracha. Aval hadogim mishunim in a varach, not on unusual fish. Ki lamatzina begamara ela al chayos bilvad. That's, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman. Mishana Abrius. Either way, this is about the unusual animals. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop by Boy Rav Yirmiyah. We'll, pick up with this, next time as we continue here in the second parak of Masechah Shavuos.